word has to say. So the Bible stands. Have you heard the song, The Bible Stands? The Bible stands and it will forever. So that's a theme song too. So you be sure to be a part of Vacation Bible School this summer. So I'll be back and been working with Pastor. What's that, Jane? You what? You'll record it for me because I did a terrible job on it. Well, they know the song. They know it. Yes, I know. I cannot sing. Raleigh and Randy always tell me I cannot sing. So this morning. That's right. Yes. Yep. Yep. They tell me all the time, you cannot sing. And I know I cannot sing. But I do the best I can. Scripture does say, make a joyful noise. And I'm a noise. Yes. Revelation. Heck, let's look at Revelation, starting off Revelation chapter 1. I like reading those first few verses to get us started. That's 1 John. We want the book of Revelation. Oh, they do agree with me. I took my coat off because I was so hot, because I figured the ladies would want to turn it up. I am very hot.
It is a little warm. It's 70 degrees in here.
Is there somebody cold? I figured they want to turn it up after we got started. So, Revelation chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, the Word of God says this: the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, quickly are going to come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the name or the time is at hand. Listen up, because God has spoken. He has spoken. We want to look here. I like these pictures. Got a lot of interesting things. Every time I look at it, I find something new. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ, white hair, of purity, of judgment, of truth, and the sword coming from his mouth, that he is going to rule and reign, and that he is going to conquer. And we have also in the upper left-hand corner, you got the Lord coming in the clouds. And then the book of Revelation, we have the inspiration of Scripture and the fact that this book is not man written, but rather it's of God. Of course, God used men to pen his words as he moved them along and used them in their own personalities, their own talents, their own knowledge and education to give us Scripture. And we have Lord Jesus Christ holding John's hand as he writes down the revelation. And then we have also the seven churches down below, the seven candlesticks, the seven churches, and then you have Alpha and Omega, the Alpha in the lower left-hand corner, the Omega to the right, and the two keys, the keys to heaven and to hell, and then you have the symbol of the Jews, the fact that Abraham, God told him that you're going to be a blessing to all nations. All nations, you got Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and then after you get Jacob, later on his name is turned to Israel, and then Joseph was born, sent to Egypt. Moses steps in after they have been conquered, and they're in slavery. Moses set them free with the mighty hand of God. And then after Moses, you come along, you have David, and the promise to David that Christ would sit on the throne of David forever. And that, of course, when he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, We have a Savior who is risen, and Israel is a blessing to every nation in the world today. Then we have the seven pastors there that are in Christ's hands with right above it the coastline where all the seven churches are found. And a very powerful picture, and eyes that are glowing a flame, and hair white as snow, and he's walking amongst the churches and introducing the Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful, powerful picture. Then we have this picture here, the last church. And the last church is found in Revelation chapter 3, right? Or is it Revelation 4? I think it's 3. Church of Sardis. Laodicea, here it is. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. The church of Laodicea, the church of the closed door. And you notice here's Jesus standing in front of the closed door. It's closed. It has a thing to hold on to, but it doesn't have a knob to turn. He can't enter that way. It's closed. It's sealed. The only way to get in is if somebody on the other side were to open it up. So here he is knocking the door of the church of Laodicea, church of the closed door. And I like the church up in Prescott Valley. The name of the church in Prescott Valley is Open Door Baptist Church. I love that name, Open Door, because it's a church of the open door. And that's what we want to be, a church of the open door, and to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then we also have to the left there the church of Laodicea. In fact, if you look all the way to the top, you see the man looking over, his cupped over his ears, listening to Jesus knock. What an insult. Such an insult. Just to look over the door and to look. Kind of like people today. You knock on the door and they move the curtain aside and then they close it hoping you didn't see it and act like nobody's in there. And yeah, kind of like an insult. He's insulting the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has that bag of money. He says, oh, we are rich, but yet spiritually poor. Spiritually poor. Dead in their sin. Blind. This man is partially blind, just has one patch over his eyes. He doesn't see very good, but he needs that salve physically, but also spiritually. Seeing his spiritual need of a Savior. And then we have, of course, Jesus building his church, sitting in white robes and his saints all around him, building his church. And then we have just below that, we have the blind man who is holding out a glass, hoping for some money. And he's blind, not only blind, but he's naked. We have individuals in the local church who say, no, I'm okay, I'm fine. But, you know, the more clothes we have on, the more that we refer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to exalt him. The less clothes that we have on, we're trying to exalt the flesh and please the flesh. Pornography and all the wicked things that come along and alcohol, drugs, and wickedness, and he's standing there blind, can't see a thing. He needs the salve of Laodicea to help him see, not only physically, but also spiritually. And then you have the seven candles. I like this. All six of them are burning bright, but the seventh one, there's smoke coming up, which indicates the fact that it's not hot. There's no flame there. But it's not cold either, because there is smoke. So they are lukewarm. The church of the closed door, Laodicea. And I shared with you that I think that these churches indicate different time periods of ages. And I have that, remember that sheet that we have of all the churches? You've got the church of Ephesus, the apostolic age. The church of Smyrna is the apostles' death to Christianity, okayed by Constantine. You got the church of Pergamos, the church approved by Rome until over Rome. They were just approved by Rome. And then later on, the church of Thyatira, which is the Roman Catholic church. The church at Sardis is the Orthodox Reformed church. And then the church of Philadelphia is the Bible-believing evangelical church when all those revivals took place. Evangelistic meetings, and you got all those people that reached out to the world and reached them for Christ. And then, of course, the church of Laodicea is the liberal church of today, the church of the closed door. Any thoughts? All right, we want to go to the next one. here is found in Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. And let's read it. Revelation chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. We got the third picture. Revelation. I don't want to drop that. Let's move this back. Revelation chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, it says this. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now this is the view of the rapture from heaven. This is a view that God has of the rapture. But we know 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it shares with us that Christ will return, that he will come for his saints. Revelation chapter 4, and these things I've written unto you, and says in verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardis stone, and there was a rainbow around about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. I haven't seen the rainbow. Do you see the rainbow? Is that the colors?
They're clothes?
Okay. Yep. It could be. Oh, I see it. Now, you're right. It's clothed the white, the green, the yellow, the... Okay, I see it now. I kept looking too high for it. And around about the throne was 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yeah, there's crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded a lightning and thunderings and voice, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Okay, I see them. They're kind of hidden, aren't they? There's seven of them. There's one here, and you see this one. So obviously there's two in between, and there's a handle there, and flame there, the flame there. Kind of hidden. You got to look for them. Okay. Yes. Oh, sure. Yep, you're right. Yep. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. There's the four beasts. I see three, one, two, three. Where's number four? Yeah, I see the calf. I see the lion above him. The eagle. Oh, the man. Oh, I see him now. Yep, you're right. Yep. Full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when these beasts give glory, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast onto their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy? This is powerful. Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, 144,000, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. That is a lot of information, but there we go. Here it is. All right, we have the Lamb slain for the sins of the world coming through the clouds, coming to open up the scroll. Yes, here we go. John saw God sitting on the throne in heaven, Revelation 4, 1 and 3. So that must be right here in the center with the trumpet in his hand. Yep. Is this the one that you see here? You see this one better, Chuck? Right here? Okay. Found in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And then around the throne were sitting 24 elders. Clothed in white. And we've already seen them. 24, which is also the rainbow. Yes. And then, next, John saw seven lamps. And here's the seven lamps. One, two, we talked about this. And one there, you can see the whole thing there, and the whole thing there. And then you can see the handle and the flame. And then a flame here, and a flame here. So one, two, probably three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's only seven, though. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You can see them all. You see the flame here, the flame here, the flame and the handle, the whole thing there, and then the flame here, flame above Jesus' hands, and then the whole thing here. All right. That's number three. And then John then described four heavenly creatures full of eyes, and each having six wings. Revelation 4, 6 through 8. You got the one, the two, the eagle, the man here, and then the calf and the lion. And then in his hand, Christ has a scroll sealed with seven seals. And this is important. Here's the scroll. It's got seven seals on it. Who is worthy to open that seal, to open it, in order for the tribulation to begin? There had to have been one worthy to open up that seal and to read it. So the next does not see, or the text does not see the rapture, but the results of the rapture. And that's the pictures declared here. So we want to see, where did my information go? Here, that's two. Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Or am I? What did I do here? Ah, there we go. 16. Oh, yeah.
So it's like
yeah. Yeah, so it's as Jesus views heaven, yeah. Yep, there's his leg sitting and the throne here and throne, yeah. Okay, very good, yes. Yes, here we go. This is what I'm looking for. This is really interesting. This is interesting. Here we go. Let's look at this. All right. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 refers to the fact that the church will not go through the tribulation. That's why we believe it's in the pre-trib rapture. People, when they read out of Matthew, sometimes they view it and they look at Matthew, and because Matthew jumps around, they kind of get the idea that it's the rapture is after the tribulation or after the millennium, and they just get it all twisted up. But when you look at the order found in the book of Revelation, the pre-trib rapture is so clear. Revelation 3:10 says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which is the tribulation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." So it's a pre-trib rapture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this. See, will that stay there? No. First Corinthians in chapter 15 and verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51 through 58 says this. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Our trust and our belief is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This is the one that we read last week. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 says this, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this way say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So Christ, his return, the second return of Christ happens in two events. First of all, we meet the Lord in the air at the rapture. And then secondly, we return with the Lord when Christ lands on the Mount of Olives. And so that's the second coming of Christ happens in two events. And yes, I don't have that this week. Yes, you're right. I should have picked that up, and I did not. I have a timeline that we could grab and put up next Sunday. Yes. Yep. Right. Yes. Yes. So that's the 70 weeks. God had revealed in his prophet, to his prophet Daniel, that there's going to be 70 weeks that God is going to work with Israel. So he gave a time frame placed in the setting of 70 weeks, Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Each week is 7 years duration. So a week has 7 days, and then these 70 weeks dealing with God is each week is 7 years. Each week is 7 years in duration. There are 70 weeks revealed in Daniel chapter 9. And these 70 weeks thus make the prophecy cover 490 years. The 70 weeks were to begin when the decree went forth to rebuilding Jerusalem. So when the decree went out, those 70 weeks began. That decree was issued in 445 BC. The prophecy of the 70 weeks concerning Daniel's people, the Jews, and their nation called Israel. A central feature of this prophecy is that Messiah, the prince, would be cut off after 69 weeks are fulfilled. 483 years after 445 BC. The 69th week would be completed, and there would be an undetermined number of intervening years go by before the 70th week begins, and that is the church age. In the beginning of these intervening years, the promised Messiah would die. So when the promised Messiah dies, that's the end of the 69 weeks. So the 69th week of Daniel was completed on Sunday, the day of Christ's regal entry into Jerusalem. Remember, when he comes into Jerusalem, which is next Sunday, when Christ returns and he comes riding a male mule, a male donkey. And this donkey being untamed, of course, it should have been bucking and knocking everybody off that would be riding it. But because the Lord Jesus Christ was riding it, that mule was tame. So in Matthew 21 through verse 11, on Friday, Messiah will be cut off from physical life upon the earth, being crucified. On Sunday, he arose from the grave. In relation to Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks, we're living in this intervening year between the end of the 69th week and the beginning of the 70th week. So the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel is in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 1. Revelation chapter 6 verse 1 says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" So that is the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel. When this all begins, 17, 18, here's 19. So the sequence of picture number four. This is one, two, this is three, right? Let me look at four real quick. Okay, these are all the seals. We want to go back and see. Okay, that's that one. Okay. Okay. So this is Daniel chapter 4. Or Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. So, next Sunday, we're going to go ahead and go to the next picture. Our time is limited. So we have here the scroll that is sealed. And the only one who could break that seal open is the one that is worthy. We have the 70 weeks of Daniel revealed. And they end at the point when Jesus Christ had his victorious entry into Jerusalem. And that's the 69th week. And then the 70th week begins in Daniel chapter 4, beginning at our Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. And that reveals the tribulation. We have the four beasts. We've got those sitting. Looks like a rainbow there. And Jesus sitting there holding while the trumpet is sound. And this is the view of the rapture on God's side. So you can see all the people, right? There's all the people coming from all around the world, coming during the rapture on God's point of view. That's powerful. There's the trumpet. You can see the people coming and the trumpet being blown. And let's us meeting the Lord in the air, in the clouds, the four beasts, one, two, three, and four. Jesus sitting on the throne, worthy to open the seals. And we'll be looking at all those seals and their meaning and what happens next Sunday. It is very powerful seeing Satan sitting on a horse riding in to defeat and to destroy that one world government. He does everything to destroy anybody who is against the one world government. And we're going to see all that next Sunday. All right, any questions? Isn't that a pretty cool picture? Yes. Beautiful picture on what takes place. Be able to see the rapture and the four beasts and the 24 elders, the lampstands. There we go. All right. Let's go ahead and look to the Lord in a word of prayer. What, Jane? No? Okay. Let's go ahead and pray. Thanks so much for being here. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, this opportunity to study the book of Revelation and see all that's taken place, and even looking at the prophecy there in Daniel and about the 70th week and how it all fits together. Father, I pray that it was interesting and certainly important as we look at history and what your word has to say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you can get up, stretch a little bit, go run and use the restroom, but don't go anywhere. There's still more to come. I was studying ahead, and so I'm looking at this. This is really powerful.